Jesus Christ taught me that the most effective means so that the soul would remain free of any vain apprehension, of any doubt, of any fear, was to protest before heaven, the earth, and the very demons that she does not want to offend God, even at the cost of her life, and that she does not want to consent to any temptation of the devil. And this, as soon as the soul feels the coming of the temptation, in the act of the battle, if she can, and as she begins to feel free, and also during the course of the day. By doing this, the soul will not waste time in thinking about whether she has consented or not, because the mere memory of the protest will already give her calm. And if the devil tries to disturb her, she will be able to answer that if she had the intention of offending God, she would not have protested the opposite. In this way, she will remain free of any fear. Now, who can say the rage of the devil, since all his tricks resolved into confusion for himself, and there where he thought he would gain, he would lose, and his very temptations and tricks were used by the soul in order to make acts of reparation and love for her God by acting in this way. The other way he taught me in casting away temptations was the following. If they tempted me to suicide, I was to answer, "You have no permission from God. On the contrary, to your annoyance, I want to live so as to be able to love my God more." If then they beat me and hit me, I was to humble myself, kneel, and thank my God because this was happening as a penance for my sins. Not only this, but to offer everything as acts of reparation for all the offenses against God that were given in the world. Lastly, an ugly temptation that lasted for a short while was that, after being in continuous contact with demons so ugly for about 1.5 years, I would become pregnant and deliver a little demon with horns. My imagination would breed itself in such a way that I saw myself in a horrible confusion in the face of what people would say about me because of such an awful event. Finally, after about 1.5 years of this fight, the cruelties of the demons ceased, and a whole new life began, although the demons did not stop molesting me from time to time. However, it was not so frequent, the battle was not so fierce, and I became used to despising them.